You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, real quick, before the show starts, I just want to give you a little hint. There's a big announcement at the end of this episode. It's right around like the hour and 5 minute mark. You could jump right to it, or you can just listen to the episode like you're supposed to. It's really funny, and then you'll probably forget by the time you get there, and you'll be like, oh, this is what Alexis was talking about.
My light troops, back again. About my blood clot, yank, all of that. Man came on the Cooligans and shut the thing down. Make sure you watch. If you don't, you're ham roll blood.
Yes.
Let's go.
Vamos. What's good, everybody? Already the chat says, what's up with the USMNT jerseys? Did the roster drop?
Yes.
We are here to announce the roster.
We're on it. We're not qualifying for the World Cup.
No, we are not here with bad news. We are good news. So just a quick reaction and reference. Yes, the USMNT kits is because we just interviewed Jordan Morris from U.S. Men's National Team camp. So we just, you know, setting the ambiance a little bit. And that will be available that you can watch that Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time on Fubo Sports Network or listen to the podcast that will be available on Friday. We had a great time chatting with Jordan Morris and we talked to him about everything. The puppy, little Jermaine Jones.
We talk about it all.
So make sure you tune in. But hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show.
Also, what you will, if you watch it on the show on Fubo, you'll get to see his face when I asked the first question, which was, are these people, is this a prank?
Are these people
professional?
Right out of the gate, we were like, you know what? Jordan Morris isn't uncomfortable enough. We're here to
Let me give him a massage. It was like that.
Okay. We had a great time talking to him, but hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We're your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show, football show right here on Twitch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also happens to be the gulliest. Okay.
Okay. All right. We got that out of the way because it's been, we got to get the pleasantries out of the way because it has been absolute madness. Okay. And I'm going to give people a little peek behind the curtain, right? Because yes, we're talking.
That's what he says before he throws me under the bus. I have a feeling.
No. Nothing to do with that.
It's usually what that means.
Peek behind the curtain. Also very related to CLT. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Look under the hood.
you gotta get in there if you want to know the truth. Okay,
you gotta find it. You know, the truth doesn't find you.
Okay, look, if you're not gonna know why we're, that's a very inside joke because you missed the Twitch stream and you didn't see it live, so it is what it is. But a little peek behind the curtain. We have to start with Everton and their managerial issues. They've gotten rid of Rafa Benitez after loss and draw. Literally, the last time they won a Premier League match was when we were there.
The only win of their last 11 games.
December 6th, when we were there, was the last time Everton won. They won against Arsenal. It was the best moment of my life, okay? It wasn't for Alexis, but
I have a slightly different recollection of said events.
Yes.
But yes.
But it went well for me, right? And while we were there, we filmed a bunch of content, bunch of stuff. We were like, we're going to make something really, really dope. And we made
The Everton opened their doors to us.
They were the kindest.
It was incredible.
It was the best. We had the best time. And then to cap it off with a victory. If you were an Everton fan, it was a great experience. So what ended up happening was we went there. We filmed all this stuff. It went really, really well. Basically, the people at Everton were like, hey, this is great. We love everything that you're doing here. Just one suggestion. When you release, we made a mini documentary, and they said, when you release it,
we did a bunch of cool stuff.
And
they're like, hey, this was fun.
quick thing. We just want to add a little asterisk to when you release it.
Yeah, they said, you know what? This is great, and we love what you're doing. All you need, just a word of advice. You should wait till the team is doing well to release it. So then,
and we were like, we could wait a while. So what we should have done is just dumped all the raw footage that night, and not even edited it together.
Hey, hey, everybody, come watch our documentary right here on Dropbox. Okay,
yeah. Here's the link. It's gonna take you a lot.
All right, you're gonna have to click through 426 videos, but it's well worth it.
So some of it's really just us fumbling with the camera, but honestly, get in there. They just beat our school.
So they were like, just wait until the team is doing a little bit better to release it. And we were like, that's a great idea. And it'll be, you know, a nice positive kind of piece around the club and my first time at Goodison Park and the whole thing. And literally the plan was, look, I looked at the calendar. I said, look at this match against Norwich. This will be, after we were done editing it, everything, we're like, this will be the perfect time to release this because they are going to win against the worst team in the Premier League that is literally, I mean, they're drowning at the bottom of the table. They can't score goals. Right.
They can't beat anybody. So surely Everton will be able to show up just half as good as they showed up in that Arsenal match that I had to sit through.
So that's essentially what happened. The plan was, we had been mentioning it and teasing it week after week on here. And the plan was
just teasing.
Yesterday we were going to drop the trailer. It's going to be dope because they just won. It's be perfect. And they lose to Norwich, the worst
and
team.
By the way, we have a group chat with Sam, the guy who edited it for us and shot it. And he's like, surely this week, right, boy? It's just week after week of punishment of us. Hope. I'm now rooting for Everton.
We need everybody here. Even if you're in the chat, everybody get on board. You need to be supporting Everton Football Club. I don't care if
we all need to manifest.
I don't care if it's
positive vibes.
I don't care if it's a derby. I don't care if you are Jurgen Klopp. All right, you need to be supporting Everton Football Club because that is how we will get to release this thing that we worked so hard on. Okay.
Duff Carter said, are you going to be selling them out of the back of Alexis Scooter? Honestly, a better plan than what we're currently on right now, which is hoping Everton does a good. And they've only done a bad.
For me, I'm watching this game and I cannot believe we give up an own goal. Michael Keane, an own goal after a cross from who? The American Josh Sargent. Maybe for a second, I was like, I think I hate America. I think I'm done with because of this.
Oh, wow. All of a sudden, I'm an El Tri fan, and I'm rooting for only Mexico from now on. I will say this. I've never watched something and been like, how is the whole world against it? You know? Like, this shouldn't be happening. In fact, I'll even say this. I responded with, you know what? Maybe Rafa gets sacked. A new manager comes in. You get the new manager bounce. And we get a win. And I don't care. But when that whistle blows, that video will be live. I don't care.
It sounds like
the negative reaction afterwards.
The new manager bounce sounds like a cool new dance that we have.
Check it out on TikTok, folks. As soon as 3 points land, I don't care if they come back and draw. Then that video is getting released. You feel me? We are not waiting.
It's gonna be insanely outdated. It's gonna feel like you know how sometimes people hold on to footage for like too long and then something happened. Like I remember this was a story. I think it was about George Carlin or something like that. That he was supposed to release a comedy special. Sometime around 9/11, it was like scheduled around that time. And the title of the special was something like, I love it when a lot of people die at once or something like that. Just that was the plan. Who obviously nobody knew 9/11 was going to happen. I mean,
Some people knew.
There's some conspiracy theories out there. Yeah.
No, also the people who did it, they knew.
Sure, but the
that's Duff Carnage said Everton.
It's gonna feel like an in memoriam type of thing. We gotta release this. And Everton got to get on point. And so obviously they got rid of the manager. And it was just this was a game that they just needed to win. This was just you lose this game and now you are in the conversation about, you know, relegation. And Norwich,
we are in worst case scenario. The only thing worse than this is if the footage disappeared somehow. Is us just sitting on this finished product and not being able to put it out.
Yeah. So absolutely a surreal thing, right? Michael Keane sticks his leg out, own goal. Can't believe 90 seconds later, another mistake, a poor pass from Seamus Coleman. Ball gets intercepted. And
just out of nowhere.
Out of somewhere. It came out of somewhere. Just not just like a lack of focus and clarity and just making dumb mistakes. But once those two goals went in, it was just gonna be a mountain to climb. And it still wasn't impossible because then in the second half, Richarlison comes into this game. Yeremina comes into this game, kind of calms everything down. And Richarlison comes through with a goddamn bicycle kick that is one of the best goals of the year, easily. Absolutely incredible. And Everton fans are like, okay, sure. But we're still losing 2-1 to Norwich in a game that we need to win. Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
These through Twitch said, we're going to have the best stadium in the championship come 2024, baby. Shouts to Manchester Sandu in the chat as well. What up, FIFA Degenerates? Yo, we don't know. By the way, who said it? Someone said Rafa wore a red kit under his suit every week. Everton the New York Knicks of the Prem?
So
great question, Bay Area.
So, I mean, it's probably, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers at this point. You know what I mean? It's much worse than the Knicks. The Knicks at least have...
We have hope.
Well, there's hope, but the expectations are not insanely high. You know what I mean? But I haven't spent the last several weeks complaining about Rafa. In my opinion, I would say Rafa Benitez was a worse appointment because of how it affected the fan base. You know, we started seeing the signs of Rafa out and get out of my club and the whole thing. But as far as how it affected the players, I didn't get a sense that it was absolutely terrible outside of the Lucas Digne situation, because they sell Lucas Digne to Aston Villa, who they're playing on Saturday as well, and then they got rid of him because he was having issues with the manager, and then they get rid of the manager a week later. So
James.
Oh yeah, sure, but I mean that was a couple, but it made no sense. If you were gonna fire him, then keep Lucas Digne. What, like, it made no sense to, like, if you're gonna just stand on, we're backing this guy and this is the guy, just let him go through the season. If you're willing to take sides, they took the side of the manager over the player, fine, then, you know, back him more if that's really what you're like. They're like, they're not standing on any belief, so it feels like the club is even more in disarray. That's like the frustrating thing. And
by the way, had they would have lost to Arsenal, he would have been gone and you would have been able to keep Luka Digne.
Right.
Which, by the way, thank you. Arsenal once again ruined another club. Crimson Pizza, thank you for the subscription. He said, can Christian in a slim fit suit and Alexis in a track suit go on the Everton sideline stack? That would be amazing. So we're dual managers, but I get to wear a tracksuit and you wear the Euro cut.
Right.
I'm down for it.
I mean, look, this was when we were there. This is another, I have to find it. I don't think I have to find the photo that we posted somewhere, but this is in the, in the press room where they do the
by the way, Rafa Benitez not allowed in that room.
Okay, so but this was when we were there, and so you know, obviously, I'm ready whenever when called upon. But my biggest frustration with that game.
Barry going to say, get Chris Armas.
Bro, I will take it right now. I will take him. My biggest frustration with that game is the decision to not start Richarlison and Yerimina. It was so arrogant and bold to not start your best players. I honestly could not. I saw the lineup and I'm like, all right, I get it's Norwich. I guess, you know, we should win this game. I wasn't like terrified. But then after those two goals, it was like, bruh, this was just, this is where the manager made just clearly the wrong decision. They just was not thinking about, that wasn't, didn't have that sense of urgency, didn't say, you know, because Benitez has been saying the last couple of weeks, like, Everton has a lot of problems. These are not, like, things that can be resolved in 1 year. I'm trying to fix, you know, 25 years worth of issues and all this other stuff. And it's like, bruh, the fan base does not care about all that. Like, just pick the best players that you have. Play
they
them.
Don't care about the style. They don't care about like, the formation.
Everton fans
want 3 points.
Everton fans just like they're not asking
can
for
we
that
get
much.
An eighth?
They're not yeah, asking for that much.
Top half of the table. You'll get a statue, buddy. By the way, Lozader came in either very angry or something because he put Man City are the best team in the world. Confirmed. Forget the rest of it. And then put the Toffees are crap. Get over it.
Well,
Lozader's had enough.
Man City are the best team in the world. Confirmed. Forget the rest of it. It sounds like a early 90s like hip hop video. Like, forget the rest, right. Dudes. Like,
yeah. You're with the best. Forget the rest. My name's Lil Zeta. I came to say. Remember them, John? Oh, no.
Bruh, what did he do? Lil Zeta came in with the Kango hat, right?
He came in with the substitute teacher who raps vibe.
Trying to connect, okay?
I understand the youth. I was there 30 years ago.
Okay. So, obviously, a ridiculous couple days, right? After the loss to Norwich, and this is what's kind of interesting about Everton is that I feel like almost everybody cares about who manages Everton. The worse and the more Everton are in like a kind of tailspin, it is like national news for a team that is like. Yeah, maybe not at the scale of you know the top six and or whatever. People clearly want this job. It's an important club to represent. People understand the fan base that it is like clearly passionate about the club, and there's clearly like an investment. So it's not a job that people don't want,
or if it's that they're on the cusp over the last like 3-4 years. Of like potentially being like hopping to the next level of what clout, if you will, exposure, you know?
Yeah.
And they're right on that. They're just on that. And then they keep falling. You know what I mean? Right when they get to the,
they're like, oh,
which there's so many options as to, you know, who potentially might be the next manager.
Manager Sandu said, do the Bart man. Remember? That's great. Yeah, that was a dope track, though. About- yeah, I mean, Bart had bars, though. Let's not be crazy.
You know, in fact, capitalize the B-A-R lowercase t, because they do have bars.
Okay. So, Brush 87 said Newcastle got to concentrate on staying in the league first. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Yeah, the Newcastle has their own issues, but I just heard of another potential player from Sevilla. I think Diego Carlos, something like that. I just saw something that he might be going over there. Hannah Banana said, I'm really liking Christian's background today. The Sounders kit just pops. Thank you.
Thank you very much for hitting the follow button, Mr. Murphy Rawdette.
Yeah.
Or lady or whoever person.
Murphy Brown. I love it.
Yeah, it could be anybody. You know? People asking Rooney. How do you feel about Rooney? These two.
Okay.
And just to give you an idea of what Rooney's up against,
The club he's managing is currently under administration, or they were.
Yeah.
They were docked points. They fell to the bottom of the championship table. He currently has them in incredible form. They've won four out of their last five, and they drew that fifth one. So they're undefeated in the last five. And he's got them now in 23rd, not 24th place. So he's up one spot. So there's a chance that he actually saves them, which I think is going to make, you know, how dedicated he is to this club is going to make him potentially switching to Everton a little difficult.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go over all the manager rumors, right? So we know officially today Everton announced Duncan Ferguson. Big Dunk is going to be the caretaker manager. Who knows for how long? There's one game Saturday. There's going to be an international break. So kind of anything could happen. From you know, I'm plugged in to the Everton fan base, what I'm hearing is essentially that they want him for the rest of the season, and they feel like that would be the best move, and then take time in the summer to find a replacement. But let's talk about some of the.
It doesn't make sense to rush someone in unless someone really big decides, like, yeah, I want to take the job. Then get in there.
So let's talk about some of the names that are being linked with this job first. Roberto Martinez's name came up, right? And I like Roberto Martinez, right? That when I started supporting Everton, he was the manager. He's a good guy, right? You sense that. You see him on ESPN when he was covering the Euros and World Cups and all this other stuff. Good dude, great personality. Players seem to like him. He got them. I think his first season, they were in fifth place with the highest, most recent finish. But there were so many issues defensively. He gave up, his teams gave up an insane amount of goals. It was comical how many goals Everton gave up under his reign.
Vinegar Strokes just said, "We don't want brown shoes back." That is so politely disrespectful. He said the fans petitioned to get him sacked back then.
It was a huge deal. I mean, people really didn't like him towards especially that last season. So the fact that his name is being brought up again is he is currently the manager for Belgium. And the rumor.
And Belgium has said no. They don't want to give him up.
Well, they don't want to give him up, but the reported request was that they were asking if he could have both jobs at the same time. The number one team in the world and the not number one team in the world in Everton.
Right. This is like whoever the biggest, if Kim and Kanye got back together, but he allowed her to still date Pete.
Yeah, Pete's going to sleep in the same bed, okay? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I hope you're okay with it.
This is why they got a king size, you know what I mean? And Pete's down by the feet, you know what I mean?
Did you hear the song that Kanye
yes, I did.
It's just so weird. We're like, we do shows with Pete, and Kanye is now talking about beating him up. Makes no sense.
I've never been able to text anybody that Kanye's wanted to beat up. You know what I mean?
Anyway, what a weird world we live in. Okay, so so that was the original request reported. None of this is confirmed, but this is was reported in a lot of places that they were okay with him having both jobs and that he would manage the team until the end of the season. Belgium is like, get out of my face. You can sit on this. I don't want
Belgium's like, yeah, that's real cute. That's a no from us.
Okay, because I will insult you in the three official languages of our country if you want.
Uh-huh. We might even blend two of them together.
So just to make sure that you understand. So that was one name. Absolutely absurd. It really drove Everton fans insane that his name was even brought up. Say that the request was for Roberto Martinez and Thierry Henry as the assistant. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
You know what? And they said, and we want Lukaku back.
Hey, I hear you having a couple issues with your manager. You're welcome here, guy. All right.
Buddy, get over here.
Bay Raguna.
You ain't got to worry about nothing when you come back here.
Bay Raguna came in with the Kanye dusty as hell. That's right.
Manny Sanders said Kanye went west. Vinegar Strokes said, what is it? Who said it? Is it Hannah Banana?
Who said it? Hannah Banana said, Everton needs an American manager to make money. That, already Hannah Banana gets it. You feel me? Wait till you watch the video we shot there, by the way. This comes up. And Vinegar Stroke said, Jesse Marsh, baby.
Bro, they, so,
if Jesse Marsh and Chris Armas end up in the Premier League, bro, that would be wild.
More than anything, look, I don't even think, I'm not even looking for a brilliant managerial mind. I'm just looking for somebody that will start their best players when they are available. Yeah. That's all I'm asking for.
Did you see the video? I have it in the Slack. Did you see the video of a Big Dunk, like sort of taking over his first training?
I did see that. Yeah.
What's shared is a moment where he comes out and he's a very authoritative guy. He's like a boot camp counselor. You know what I mean? Remember the guy who would come in and yell at like the girl who wants to get pregnant at 12 years old on Maury? Remember? She was like, it's my body. I do what I want. Yeah. Remember that? And then this guy would show up and he would make him cry. And he'd be like, get up. You're coming to a camp. That's Big Dunk.
Right. That's Big Drill Dunk. Sergeant. Dude.
Yes. Yeah. That is Big Dunk all the way. He's like very authoritative. Like, are we ready, boys? And everyone's like, yes, manager. All at once, like a chef called out like, let me get 8 steaks, 2 salmon, blah, blah, blah. Yes, chef. It's the exact same thing. And I think Everton just put this out to be like, look. People respect the manager.
So, look, this is right now, Everton are in deep. They need vibes. They need a hot vibe injection. You know what I'm saying?
You know what they need? They need a little bit of a little Sassona positivity. And I think our video could be that. Should we just release it?
We're trying to be respectful to Everton's request. But I do think this it'll be a bright light in a bit of a dark season for Everton, because it's something we're super, super proud of.
You know what they need? You know what the English need? Is 2 Americans to get involved in their sport. And we'll go over that in a minute.
This is why we need...
We'll go over how that happens.
This is why we
how
need...
How that played out over the last week.
This is why we need Jesse Marsh and Chris Armas leading this team. So that was... Okay, so those are just some of the names, right? Then, now we have Jose Mourinho. That is another name that has been brought up...
Wait, we didn't mention the other ones. It was Frank Lampard... Pirlo has been mentioned.
Wayne Rooney.
Jose Mourinho already, he said that he's not interested or he's staying with Roma for the season. I'm not sure what's happening, but that looks like it's already getting dispelled a little bit. But how would you feel about Jose Mourinho walking in and holding up an Everton shirt in a photo? What would be your immediate guttural reaction to that?
So I'm like, let me try to think about it and not just wildly... skeptically, like my instinct tells me to do, right? Because everybody is reacting. It's just like, this would be the worst idea ever, right? So that's why. So let's for a second suspend this belief that this could happen, and let's see. Would his managerial style work at a place like Everton? And I'd say that
they have the right squad.
His style of
they have a squad that can play Mourinho ball for sure.
His style of play, I think so. I think it might work. But as far as the connection to the fan base, to the players, man management would never work. Everybody hates.
Well,
the
look
guy.
At what Vinegar Stroke said. Vinegar Stroke 7 said Mourinho is pure vibes. Wait, who is it? Oh, Nick Lage said, which young Evertonian would Mourinho destroy? And that is an honest question.
That is a...
He goes places and he ruins one player as an example. You know when like someone gets to jail and punches the biggest guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Mourinho does that.
Mourinho does, but he does that. He punches the smallest guy because
young, impressionable, or previous legend who maybe has lost a minuteness of their step. He will destroy them. Like he did with Juan Mata.
Right.
He did with Iker Casillas.
So,
like he's done with Brian Reynolds, who's looking at a move to like the Swedish second division just to get out.
He's like, I got to get out. This guy is hurting me emotionally. I don't know if you've seen that that TikTok meme or whatever, that emotional damage. Have you seen that? It's a very fun, no. It's a popular thing. Hey, you know, you're just not as hip as me and Lozader. Okay. So,
that's the problem.
A ridiculous name to be brought up. But again, the fact that his name is being brought up in with a job like Everton kind of suggests that this is a pretty high profile job that people will want, right? They're getting a new stadium. They generally have a fair amount of investment managers. They don't immediately deflect or dismiss Everton. They even Graham Potter, who's another name, the coach of Brighton. He said respectfully, "No, I'm focusing on the job here at Brighton, but had a lot of respect for Everton." Nobody's like, no matter how bad they are, nobody's ever like, "What, really?" Ever, like, they don't do that.
Yeah.
No, everybody has a lot of respect for this club.
But I actually think that's a negative, because that means that Everton doesn't elicit a major emotion either way. Just this kind respect.
I mean, tell Everton fans that.
This kind respect of it is not good, because in order for a team to be absolutely hated, that means that there's a core of people that absolutely love them.
Yeah.
So when everyone's indifferent, that's not a good thing, you know?
Yeah, I think it's because, especially with the Merseyside derby.
By the way, Vinegar Stroke said, "Iwobi seems like the perfect Mourinho." I mean, I got to be honest, if Mourinho gets the job, you're 100% right. Iwobi should just start packing his bag. Don't even show up to training, you know?
It's just like, man, easy, easy target, bro.
Oh, God, ruthless. Manchester Andrew said Mourinho would turn Richarlison into Richard.
Crimson Pizza said Tim Cahill is ready for his first manager job. So he's getting
a front office gig there.
This is the interesting thing, is that look, these conversations have happened and are happening amongst the fan base. Like, do you want a manager from the outside that is not connected to the club, that can bring in fresh ideas or a different style of play? Or do you want someone that has a history with the club and a connection and has an emotional attachment to the club, which will then affect how they operate the club and how they operate the team? And there's no right answer. I don't know. They've tried both. They've tried quote unquote small manager that loves the club and blah blah blah, and it just doesn't work. The simple thing is that things haven't been steady essentially since David Moyes, right? And you either need to give somebody some time while they're underachieving, so that they can implement some of their own philosophies and ideas over that they can get to their, like, at least 3 years or 5 years.
All right. Then answer the question Hannah Banana put. So you're saying you want Rooney?
So that's the thing. I personally would say right now, especially with Big Dunk taking over the role, when he did that temporarily before Benitez got there, that was a good time. Those were a couple fun weeks of being an Everton fan. It kind of revitalized and rejuvenated the club a little bit, just to get a couple victories under their belt. So I would say Rooney, I would be fine with Rooney, just not right now. Rooney has a bunch of stuff to deal with at Derby County. They're trying to stay up. I could understand if he did leave now, but there's no, like you said earlier, it's not this urgent thing that needs to be sorted out like right now. Otherwise, it would be like bring Big Sam back in and do that again.
a little Sam Allardyce.
If you're worried about getting relegated, but right at this exact moment, that is not the precise worry. So
Crimson Pizza said, "Can you guys take Enzo Zidane hostage or something?" that'll get us.
Yeah, I love. I see. This is why we love this chat, because they got good ideas. All right, there's no bad ideas here.
First time we got Murphy Rawdad. Thank you so much for a first time chat, saying they could try for Erik ten Hag from Ajax. He's been linked to the Man U job. I guarantee you, if you ask Erik ten Hag what he thinks of Everton, he'll say, "Who? I've never met that player before."
yeah.
I've not seen the scouting report. He's very clearly going to, he's either going to United or he's staying at Ajax. I think unfortunately, I think that's a big step down from IX, because at least IX is in Champions League most seasons.
Sure, sure.
So really no reason. Manchester Sanders said Boris Johnson could be looking for a job soon. He bring cheese and wine. He's a party guy. Party guy when he's supposed to be meeting.
Okay,
you know?
Boris. Everybody knows Boris likes to get lit. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. My man got the charcuterie board. All right.
You know, he bringing three boxes of wine. You feel me?
This is the top tier stuff. All right. Yo, it's called stackable wine. Stackable.
Yo, and if it doesn't roll around in the trunk, in the boot, as I like to say, since I'm the premier of England. You feel me?
Only quality for me and my homies. All right.
Act like you can't just put a silly straw in it and drink straight from the bottle. You can.
Okay. So, yeah, those are just some of the names. Another one, it's like Andrea Pirlo. Imagine Andrea Pirlo managing Everton right now. The fact that his name is brought up, I love it. I absolutely love
it. And Andrea Pirlo would take one stroll around Liverpool and be like, you know what? I'm going to go.
What's all these boxes of wine? What the hell? What is this place?
Who's my guy with the messy hair trying to get me in this party, dog? Also, I can't imagine Andrea Pirlo ever living in Manchester. I mean, in Liverpool.
Yeah.
I just can't.
So.
Can't do it.
So
he's like, you don't have any vineyards, is what you're saying. None.
So just pretty wild. Pretty wild couple days. And so everybody, be on the lookout for how Everton is doing, because that is completely, we are, at this point, we are codependent on Everton's success so that we can continue with our careers and our projects, okay? So
without me ever caring, I have become, by de facto, an Everton supporter. Because for my career, I need them to win. Just one match. We got to get the fans talking.
So as soon as they win, you better start tweeting at us and everybody be like, yo, when's it dropping? All right? Because that is going to be...
Release the Kraken.
Okay.
Speaking of, you know, earth shattering England and shaking it up as an American, which will happen when we release this video.
Right.
Christian and I may have caused a couple of beefs. We may have ops in England right now. I'll start. Christian and I were like, hey, we should start doing a couple more reels and TikToks. Mm. And I was like, I got an idea for one. And Christian's like, you know what? Don't even tell me. Just get out there. Freestyle. And then next thing I know, 95% of the football loving world despises me right now.
Yes, because we should, you know, a lot of times whenever we're working on stuff to social media, it is a nightmare. I just want people to understand the prison.
You should have pulled up the reels, because we have better numbers on that.
Okay, but no, whatever. I want to go through these comments as well. But the main thing is that being a content creator, like I feel bad for everybody who's creating content on the internet in 2022, because it is an endless just slog of you can't even take a break. You can't take a day off. You got to put stuff out. So that's what that's what 2022 is going to be about. We're trying to put out a ton of stuff and try to be as consistent as possible. So yes, Alexis does this video commenting about Cristiano Ronaldo and his interview that he did talking about the team and their poor results.
If you didn't see the interview, he did an interview with Sky Sports, where he was asked some pretty, you know, softballish questions, meaning they were pretty easy. And he responded in a less of a media speak way than I think he's ever, you know, responded before. But I happen to interpret it as it was self-serving.
Sure.
And I think I might be the only one. I might be part of a small handful.
Right. And I could understand why you. So we'll play I don't think we can play the interview, but we can play your video so people can hear it and what you said.
I made one mistake.
I'm great. And here's why.
Well, let's play it first. And then, so this is, it's 53 seconds, but so let's play it.
I cannot believe y'all actually falling for Cristiano Ronaldo's shtick. He did this interview that's going viral right now that he said Manchester United should be at the top of the league, not finishing 5th or 6th. And he basically said, it ain't my fault. The interviewer was like, yo, Manchester United not doing well right now. He's like, I know, right? Damn, they need to fix that. He said that he tries to tell the younger players what to do, but they don't want to listen. They don't want to listen to me. Sound like a substitute teacher about to quit on their first day. First of all, why would you throw everybody under the bus? If you're going to say it, then you got to name names. You shouldn't have said any of this at all. Basically, what you said is, they suck, I'm great. And here's why. It's because Manchester United down bad right now. They're in the mud, and people are starting to blame him, and his little ass ego can't take it. So he was like, no, don't y'all remember? I won 5 Ballon d'Ors. I'm great. They suck. I'm going to try to tell, them what to do, but they don't want to listen to me. And I can't believe y'all are falling for it. This shit is selfish as hell.
So little ass ego is actually a good thing. I meant weak.
Okay. Yeah,
but you know what? After the 10th take, I was done. I was like, put it up.
Okay. So I love this. Lozader just said, I am so happy that loser did not come to Man City, laughing my arse off. Okay. So.
Okay. William Julius just said, where is the lie? Thank you. Because we're going to read some of these comments. You and I are alone.
Because people were not happy with what Alexis said. Even the interpretation that you are giving, I'm not even saying that you're like wildly like attacking Ronaldo or whatever, but the interpretation you have from what he said, I think he was being a little bit more sincere and genuine about, like, you know, he clearly desperately wants.
Now you got to read between the lines.
Right.
You don't say any of this. Like, even at one point, he's like, the younger generation. I'm talking about my kids because I have kids. He's like, he goes, you know, when you tell them what to do after training, they don't listen to you. Your kids? You sure you're still talking about your kids, my guy?
So, look, I think your take from what he said was fair. I think that this is generally the problem with what we do. We're trying to make jokes and kind of find exaggerations and find silly things in whatever's going on in the soccer world. But when it comes to this guy in particular, people do not like any kind of nuance or anything, because they're like, you hate him. You're just a messy blah and pessy this and Pinaldo and blah, blah, blah.
Yo, I got called Ronaldo hater. And one guy even said, you're an American. Of course you hate Ronaldo. And I'm like, how did you throw both of those in the same diss?
Well, look at some of these comments. This guy said, Imagu8 said, bro, what are you saying? Brandon said, did you watch the interview? Man used the words all of us at least 3 times. Jake Schwartz said, homie, what are you saying? Did you watch the interview? He literally said the opposite. He included himself being in the better argument.
These people will fall for anything. By the way, all of you would have ended up at the Capitol on January 6th if you were American. Every one of you. You fall for the littlest thing. Look at this. This guy named, by the way, I'm not going to say his name. I'm reading one of the Instagram comments. Here's what's interesting about this one. This guy plays for a club that has the Cooligans logo on his sleeve.
Okay.
Okay. Here's what he said. You haven't a notion about football if you think he's being fake and doing it for the media. In my opinion, the best in the world. And that team are absolute rubbish. But of course, you want to be all either anti-United or just anti-Ronaldo. Because somehow, yay, he said Y-E, I think he's Irish. Yeah, I don't know if this is about Kanye, maybe. He said, yay, can't accept that he is just the best. So I picture this man crying and basically stopping someone from ripping his Ronaldo poster off his childhood bedroom wall. That's how he wrote this. You haven't a notion about football if you think he's being fake and doing it for the media. Have you ever seen anything Ronaldo's done? He's literally, everything is for the media. Sure. Even the BS about him not drinking alcohol. There's like thousands of stories of people that played with him saying, like, dude, he drinks straight like vodka at the club because it looks like water. You people are idiots. You will fall for anything.
Right. So, well, even if he's trying to put out some kind of false image, I didn't interpret it as what, like, wildly false to maybe elicit the comments that you were saying. Like, I just kind of brushed it off. I'm like, oh, whatever. He's just being it seemed pretty bland, the stuff he said. So when you were reacting to it, I was like, okay, I can see the take here, but I know this man's about to get. He wants the smoke. if you say anything about Ronaldo, even mildly negative, you're gonna get the smoke.
I knew it was gonna happen, and you know why I did it. The reason I did it is because I was watching a YouTube video from our friend Rory Jennings, who was like, "He got this absolutely right. He's spot on. He's won 5 Ballon d'Ors. When this man says jump, you say, yes, sir. How high should I stay in the air? Can I get you a sandwich while I'm up there?" I mean, it was the way people grovel over this man is absolutely insane.
On TikTok, more of the comments says, "I love how the comment section isn't agreeing with this rant. Cool story, bro. You done twisted his whole..."
Most. Cool story, bro. Like, the dude in high school who just you couldn't offend, you'd be like, "Yo, you trash." He's like, "All right, cool, dude."
Damn. Rafa here says, "Source, a guy that looks like he's never played a minute of football in his life." Now they're attacking you personally. This is
you know what though? Not wrong.
You were asking for it, clearly. Look, and then Daniel Sanchez says, "This man's page is called Soccer Hooligans, bro. Your take on this not valid. At least watch the full interview. You're taking this way out of context."
I love that they assume I didn't watch the video. At no point did I say I didn't watch. I watched the full interview, and that's still my take. What you would call it? On Instagram, there's so many people... look, this guy put, "I mean, you just said 5 Ballon d'Ors. How many does the rest of the team have combined?" I mean, why would you have a team full of people who've won Ballon d'Ors? That's just PSG.
Just the Ballon d'Or 11, you know? So ridiculous. We always talk about this stuff for, you know, we're stand-up comedians, right? So some people are going to, be on board with this, some people are not. But we always talk about everything that we do. Usually, we're trying to throw in some jokes. We're trying to make people laugh in anything that we do. And there were a couple jokes in there. But clearly,
that was literally, I wouldn't have put it up if I didn't have jokes in there where I was like, this is a comedic content. But still, look, anytime Christian and I do something, we want to have a portion of it be funny. Because you could get hot takes from anybody. I mean, there's 1,000 people on YouTube right now putting up videos that are just, contrarian to the previous posted video. We're trying to do something that's a little different. So we're going to have it be jokes. But I still stand by what I said. I still 100% believe that this man is capping. He's just saying this so he can save his own skin. He put himself aside from the team. And all these people are like, "Who cares? The rest of the team sucks." You're Ronaldo fans. You're not United fans.
Right. So, look, the main thing is, like, Alexis and I are not always going to agree on what, on any particular thing. That isn't the point of this show or any of the content that we provide. But on this point, I'm like, I could understand where Alexis is coming from. But there is no way, especially as a comic, that I'm putting this out because I don't care enough about this dude's interview to get upset or even have whatever. The team sucks. Everybody agrees.
Yeah.
What? Fine. But when you attack him directly, fine. And I think a lot of it is merited. But this is the territory.
Look, I knew there would be.
You're stepping on.
I knew there would be a reaction. I didn't think it would be violently stretched across 3 social media platforms. But here we are, you know?
So
Rush87 said, "I love that they think Alexis is the one taking it out of context whilst they take comedy out of context." Thank you, Rush87.
Right.
You get us. One of the few English people who get us. And he's a United fan, might I add. And he said, "I do think he was being sincere, but I also think he was covering his own back. Both can be true." That's also fine. And look,
but
I've not seen every single Ronaldo interview. I can only take what... But I think he did the same thing at Juventus when they were in 7th place.
But
he also kind of threw the team under the bus by saying, "Oh, we need to be playing better. I'm trying to help, but no one's listening." Come on.
Personally, I don't think he needs to... I think he should keep his answers boring as hell. Just so, you know, I don't think he needs to defend his play, in my opinion. I don't personally think... he is definitively making the team worse. And especially he's one of the, he's scoring more than any other player on the team. So regardless of what I think of him personally, and, I have my thoughts on that stuff. But as a player, how much does he really need to defend himself? I think he's wasting his time by even doing that, because he's not I would argue he's not really, he's not a leader of the team. Yeah, could he be a little bit?
Yeah, he was captain once, at least this season. So I'm going to disagree with you there. He's a de facto captain. And if your captain goes on TV and says, yeah, the team's not playing well, I try to give them advice, even if you have to read between the lines. And look, how did the younger players take it? The younger players didn't come in and go, he was probably talking really about his kids, not us. They're probably in their WhatsApp group chat or in Snapchat, in their burner Snapchats that they use to cheat on their significant others. And they're all in a group chat saying, check out these nudes I got. But also, I think we just got thrown under the bus by Ronaldo, and they didn't take it too lightly. That's how I truly feel. I also, on a personal level, tend to forgive youth for a lot. I was young. I was stupid. I'm older and still stupid. You know, I think young people,
you know,
I promised I would never change. I'm gonna hold myself to that. But also, like, I think young people need a different type of motivation. If you're going in there and trying to be Ronaldo and say, you're not trying hard enough, why are you eating desserts? You know? How dare you have had a carb in the last year? If you really want to win, you need to give everything up. Not everyone is you, bro. And if that ain't working, it's not, you shouldn't go on TV and complain about that. Yeah. What you should do is find a way. If you really are a leader, find a way to connect to the players on your team, not throw them all under the bus and go, you know, back in my day, forget about back in your, it ain't your day no more.
Bro, he's
who are they going to go to?
Bro,
McGuire?
He's, and by footballing standards, he is an old man. He's set in his ways. He ain't changing. He has, three more years.
Bro, when you get in the league, some of these players weren't even born yet.
Forget all that. It's just, they brought
him. Greenwood is like, my dad likes you, bro.
Yo, you were my dad's favorite player. This is weird. Yeah,
you're like a cassette tape. You know? Ill A-track player.
Damn, bro. Yeah. They still make CDs? Yeah. Damn.
No, I ain't lazy disc. You might want to relax, my Gene.
I think you're skipping, bro. Anyway.
Yeah, by the way, there's one thing that popped up in the chat, which I thought about all weekend. FIFA DeGenerate said the Portuguese people in Jersey were ready to revoke Alexis's Newark citizenship. I low-key said to myself, I bet you two or three of the people who responded wildly violent are definitely in the Iron Mountain section of Newark, and they gonna find me next time I'm there. We're actually talking about taking my aunt to dinner, and my sister was like, let's go to this one place on Ferry Street in the Iron Mountain section of Newark that's all Brazilians and Portuguese. And I was like, all right, I'll wear one of those glasses that has the fake nose and the mustache, even though I already have a mustache.
A first-time chat from Brumea Papa said he had the most goals in Serie A just last season. It's still, it'll be his day, I believe that.
His day, with an eye roll. So look, some of them made their way into the Twitch chat. That wasn't the only war we started with the English. Although this one is more of a Portuguese-English war. Mm. Look, there's a very fun and nice Instagram account called Footy Scran. Footy Scran?
Footy Scran.
Footy Scran, which I guess Scran is a nickname for food.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's a photo that somebody put up from food they purchased from the concessions at a club called Alfreton Town, I'm assuming is how it's pronounced, FC, which I looked it up. It's way in the north of England. Do you have the photo to pull up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Actually, let me...
It was £3. And this account just posts the food you could get at football matches. So this is horrific. This is chickpeas, which it's not. Chickpeas aren't green.
Right.
These aren't
white
chickpeas
or beige or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe
it just says peas. It says chips.
No, it says chips peas. I read chickpeas there.
Right,
chips peas.
The reading, the reading thing. We mentioned it up top.
First of all, I do it on purpose because I don't want to be asked to read. Chips, peas, and gravy for £3. Now I will say, not a lot of food, right? Mm-hmm. But for £3, it's not too bad, right? It also looks horrific. It looks absolutely disgusting.
Looks very bad. It looks like throw up. I mean, for everybody listening to this, it looks...
Somebody said Shrek throw up. Shrek vomit. There it is. Crimson Pizza said, oh, the Shrek bar photo. It looks absolutely horrendous. Now, look, gravy on chips, I'm down. In Jersey, it's called disco fries. In other parts of the world, it's called poutine, right? French Canadian, very great. It's cheese curds. In Jersey, they use mozzarella. It's an au jus gravy. In Jersey, they use canned gravy. It was from all the people in Quebec who came down to party on the Jersey Shore. That's where it was invented. And no food object ever. It sounds better by removing the cheese portion of it and adding mushy peas. take a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And imagine
it looks
someone
like
said, hey, someone said, I ran out of cheese. Don't worry, bro. I got you. Here's your bacon cheeseburger. And in place of the cheese, I went with mushy peas. Yeah. You not eat that.
This looks like
if I gave you a pizza that had crust, tomato sauce, mushy peas, and pepperoni.
Yeah.
You'd return that.
This looks like the food that someone that can only eat liquefied food has to eat. You know what I mean? When in Through the Wire.
This is food for people with no teeth.
Yeah, when Kanye broke his jaw and had to only drink food through a straw. This is what the food looked like. This is
100%.
Yeah.
This looks like your Nutribullet was damaged midway through you making a very horrific shake. And you decided to eat it anyway. This can't be good. But apparently the English disagree with me. First person to comment was Ramesh Ranganathan, very famous, very funny comic, friend of ours, who said, don't start this. You don't want this smoke, guys. Couple of replies in there. Adam Conover popped in and said, I'd eat this. Thanks, Adam. You're not helping.
Adam, you're ruining our show, Adam.
This is what you do. And now without any facts, you ruin something.
You're being too on brand in the comments right now.
Come on. Beast Mode Soccer said, poor take on food culture, to be honest.
But he's British. He's British.
Yeah, he's British. He's British, but also he tends to always joke with us. He didn't sound like he was joking this time. He was like, leave my culture alone, fam. Yo, we run mushy peas on everything. And then it just kept getting worse and worse to the point where, can you go to Footy Scran's Twitter account?
Yes, I can.
They apparently were made, by the way, the tweets, it got like a ton of a reaction. I don't know. I think we ended up with like a 190 retweets. Over 1,000 likes on it. I looked at it. The engagement was over like 300,000. I was like, uh-oh. Footy Scran noticed. And they said, well, this has reached America and they're not happy. But right. Here's the thing. I followed Footy Scran. And you know what they didn't do? Follow me back. I don't think they're in on the humor either. I don't think they're with it.
You're attacking the existence of this account.
So no, I love the account.
Right.
I like to see what's shared. But the joke we put up was, we'll stop calling the soccer.
Hey, top of my voice. Big fan of Footy Scran.
Said it's vitamin RG, regurgitated. I put, we'll stop calling, which I've used this joke before, and I'm going to use it again because apparently it hits. I said, we'll stop calling it soccer when you stop eating food that looks like it was made by a divorced dad that's not handling it well. Something along those lines.
Right.
I thought it was funny. It hit. No one in England thought I was funny. I was getting lambasted in the comments. If you scroll down a little bit on that, go back to that Footy Scran and scroll down a little bit. Mm-hmm. You could see just how they took it. Just keep scrolling down. No, you don't have to go into that. You can go into the regular account. You can see they have a GIF they put up. Keep going down.
Where?
Keep going. You'll see it. They put up a couple other pieces of food since then. But there was a... Oh, maybe it was after that,
not before.
Maybe it was after, but they put up they said like to all the Americans disrespecting this food or something like that, or seeing it. And it was a GIF that just said F off or piss off. Ooh. And then go down to that ice cream you just saw.
Yeah.
Now they've started coming for us. This is from the Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
Now they're like, we're going to post your trash concession food. And what this is tortilla chips for a nacho. But instead of nacho cheese and all that, they put ice cream and like strawberry and chocolate cream.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I need a poll here. I don't know if you're still with us, Colo Blanco. Christian, I'm going to ask you first. What would you rather eat? Chips with mushy peas and gravy on top or tortilla chips with ice cream? I think it's a simple, I think it's a pretty easy answer.
This is tough because they're both awful. And I was going to say that this seems to be the American mindset is we tend to overdo sugar and they tend to overdo carbs, potatoes and stuff like that. So
sure. Also different weather, although right. to Chicago, not necessarily, but you need more sustenance in England.
Yeah.
Especially in the north.
But I love somebody left this comment. I don't know who, but I saw Ariel Castillo pointed it out. But somebody said that a British person said Americans eat like they have free health care when they saw this.
100% true. 100% true.
So honestly, if I had to choose, and this is me specifically, I would probably go for the mushy peas because at least they're peas. I know it's going to taste bad, but I'm not going to feel as awful throughout the match and after the match than if I ate nachos.
Did Adam Conover just take over your microphone?
Nachos and ice cream. I am 100% in for a stomach ache, not feeling well, not having a good ride home.
What if I told you it was vegan ice cream? Would you dairy-free ice cream?
Then you know what? Then
you
yes,
nerd.
Yes, I would. I would do it.
You absolute nerd. I want you to know
that is a game changer, Alexis. Yes, I would. If it was dairy-free, I would 100%.
All right, the poll's up, by the way.
Okay.
You can make the ice cream anything you want, by the way. The mushy peas don't change.
Mushy peas.
You can make the gravy whatever you want, if you're honest.
Mushy.
I would obviously. By the way, somebody asked, is it corn or flour chips? Thank you, Paolo, Minnesota. I honestly don't care which one they are.
Mm.
I'm going with the tortilla chips and ice cream, which, by the way, is winning 6-1 right now.
Okay, no, 6-2.
6-2.
Okay, yeah. The chips and mushy peas. People, look, I'm not a fan of either. I'll be honest, but
neither of them would be my first choice. Right, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to a soccer game and going, oh, ice cream nachos? Let's go. That's what I came here for.
I'm going to go with whatever I think will make me feel less bad. That is my mindset. That's my ethos, okay?
Here's a problem with what you just said. And this is the big difference between how normal people eat food and how you eat food. You said, I'm going to go with what doesn't make me feel bad or less bad, mm-hmm. where you're not taking into consideration how good you feel eating it, because nothing that you eat makes you feel good because you don't care about food. Most people will have such a fun time eating a pile of ice cream with chips. And then at the end, they're going to be like, oh, my tummy hurts. You are going to feel bad while you eat it. And then your tummy's going to hurt. You never got enjoyment out of it. And top of my voice said, on that note, I'm out to eat cabbage stir fry that my husband lovingly just made for us. That's dope. I'd pick that over both of these. Shouts to you, top of my voice. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Paolo, Minnesota said, Alexis, the mistake was asking the most delicate stomach in the business, okay?
I know. I don't know why I wanted to involve him somehow in this conversation. And that was my fault.
I would even say my stomach isn't even really that delicate. I just take care of it. I am kind to it. I'm not putting my stomach through, nonsense and turmoil.
You're one of those people that has, like, the massive case on their iPhone and the screen protector and, like, you know, uses gloves.
I take care of my guts. All right. That's all I'm saying. Hannah Banana said Christian would choose a paleo bagel with dairy free cream cheese versus a steak dinner. Now that's probably a little, that's too excessive. I'm not unreasonable between a good choice and a bad choice.
I will say this, Christian. Every once in a while, when we're on the road or doing something, Christian will order, like, regular people food. And my face lights up like it's Christmas morning. Mm. I often want to just secretly go live on, like, Instagram or something and just record him eating it so that people can see he does every once in a while eat real food. But I will also say, I think he gets yelled at when he gets home for having eaten that food.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've mentioned this before. Like, my fiance is more concerned about what I eat versus what I do when I'm, like, on the road or whatever. Like, oh, you went to 3 strip clubs? Why'd you eat there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it better not be CLT, you know?
Yeah. As long as there wasn't sugar sprinkled on it, we're fine. Because we're a non-sugar house. So Bay Area Gunna said, so when the Cooligans do a food tour, we're only following Alexis. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Where we do a food tour where you go on some places and I go some places and the audience has to pick who they want to follow. So it'll be you eating by yourself,
bro.
And me with everybody.
My shit will do numbers, bro. Okay.
I mean, the one you take after you eat all that kale. By the way, tortilla chips and ice cream is beating chips, mushy peas and gravy 12-3. It's an 80-20 split, folks.
This is, I understand this. You know what? This just some people are more interested in, you know, taking care of themselves. A little bit. I'm right. And these are the responsible 3 that are in the chat right now. Okay.
So look, if you follow Footy Scran or don't, please do follow them. Let them know that ice cream has won on the we'll call this the metaverse, if you will, the universe that is the internet. A completely unbiased. Okay. Someone said Alexis pizza tour around New York City. I used to do pizza tours professionally. That was a lot of fun. So I could always look that up.
Okay.
Seed oils, sugar, and refined grains are going to hurt your health badly. Do your research, said Lozader.
Damn, bro.
What?
You know what? Lozader, your research stinks. Just like
I think this is your fiance's burner, bro.
Yo, why are you making everybody sad out here? Even I don't do that.
Yo. Hey, tortilla chips and ice cream run 12-3. Let's go.
No, this is a common thing. You like canola oil, and these are all terrible, terrible things for you. We are. I mean,
in my house, we call them neutral oils. Thank you very much. They have a very high smoke point.
Okay, I eat it and you know put it in my car. It's perfect.
Little castor oil. Don't mind. I that's why I stay away from synthetics for my car, because then I can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So whoever said that seed oil shit is on point. All right, we're not gonna go through this. All right, I don't need any.
Lozada, yes, you're right. We know that is accurate. Okay.
But William Julius agrees with him as well.
Okay.
It's true. Why I cook everything in lard, grins and pizza. You gotta stay away from that seed oil, fam. Give me nothing but pork fat. You feel me? We've run kind of long, but we do have an announcement that we need to make.
That is correct. We
you may have seen it pop up in the chat a couple of times.
Yes, briefly. But we, we can wrap up the show with this. We are going to be moving Prem Show to YouTube. We're going to be making a much stronger effort to be on YouTube. We post Prem Show and clips and things like that. But we're, you know, we realistically, we are not on Twitch probably enough to be on Twitch, you know what I mean? And to be like a big presence on Twitch, it requires a lot of time throughout the week. A lot of time that's just difficult to do while we're doing other shows and working on other things. So we're gonna make a stronger push to be on YouTube. It is a big decision.
We had to make a choice between posting a lot of videos on YouTube, but then still trying to figure out. Look, to be honest, and to peek behind the wall, like all the people that are really big on Twitch that we've spoken to. Friends of ours, they've all said, by the way, take it easy, Manjasandu. Follow us on YouTube if you haven't already. Everyone we've spoken to said...
Barraguna said, is the teta allowed on YouTube? I believe so.
By the way, deal breaker, if it's not, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we're not deleting our Twitch account. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But everyone we've spoken to says you got to be on 3 days a week. And there's no way we can do all the things we currently do and be on Twitch 3 times a week. And there is no place for us to upload content on Twitch. It's just, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
You have to be live. And until you get to the partner level, there's certain things that we don't have access to that we, you know, desperately need in order to really make Twitch be our standalone place. So for everyone who's jumped on Twitch just to be a part of the show, you're the inspiration for us making this choice, because we realize, yo, there has to be, there clearly is a group of people and there clearly is a community. Whereas a lot of the people who could only listen to the audio of the podcast say, like, the peanut gallery, like, all these new characters that are a part of our show, which we absolutely love. You guys make this show so much better than it would be if it was just Christian and I. So in order for that to continue and build on that, plus have some of the access to what we need and from YouTube, is we need to move to YouTube. Now, there are some things that we have to figure out that aren't already a feature on YouTube, such as the air horn. Everyone's asking about the air horn in the chat. We will find a way to bring that over. We will find a way. Bay Area Gunna says, so I can delete Twitch finally. If you want to, we may keep this to do like some of the co-streams for NWSL, some of the things like that. So we're not leaving Twitch altogether, but we can't figure out a way to do the full commitment of what it takes to be Twitch, you know, like Twitch partners, if you will, to use that as a term, or like be Twitchers, you know, and be on and have a place to store and showcase all the other things we do. So it was a tough decision. It took us a long time to figure it out. It took us months of going back and forth. But I think what we've decided, not I think what we have decided, is come February 1st, we will be switching Prem Show to YouTube.
Right. So you'll see the link, youtube.com/soccercooligans. Go subscribe. There's a bunch of other videos. And if you've never...
Crimson Pizza said, I should never put my 401k in the gully box.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, obviously they're different platforms and they don't have the exact same features, but there's good things about YouTube that Twitch does not have, and vice versa. So we'll try to make the most of it. But the main thing is, you know, we're trying to have a good presence on YouTube and be on there more and post more content on there more. And one way to do that is to, you know, start streaming live there, you know, because a lot of people are really saying like that the, you know, that not necessarily the future of, you know, I would say, you know, Twitch is probably a stronger live platform without a doubt, but the just the content, the VOD stuff and things like that, where we're making a stronger effort in it, it's just better for that. And it works for us to be on YouTube. And we're obviously grateful. Twitch has been super kind to us and really supportive and giving us all these tools and resources to, you know, we started this in the beginning of quarantine. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. Colo Blanco came through and helped us a lot.
He was like, you guys have no idea what you're doing.
Right, right.
It really carried us.
So it's been an awesome journey. And again, we will be here from time to time, whether it's maybe, you know, a random watch along, but definitely the NWSL stuff, you know, all the co-streams and things like that. So our account isn't going anywhere. We're just not going to be live doing Prem Show as often. So please subscribe to the YouTube channel if you have not. And continue. Thank you. See, you will get an alert when people subscribe on YouTube. Thank you, Joseph, for the sub.
That might be graphic mess because he just said he just subscribed.
Maybe. So the Mario, look, where people are coming through. Thank you for the sub. I forgot what I was going to say, but I was saying, just like, we're very obviously very grateful for, you know, everything that we've gotten to do, all the people we've gotten to meet. But please come to YouTube. I mean, I can't imagine somebody has a Twitch account and doesn't have a YouTube account. It would seriously make no sense to me. But we're still going to be here at the
exact... Wait, while you say that, Chanchala Millonaria said, this is literally the only social media I'm on for about a month now, y'all. Why? So, look, again, not an easy show. Not an easy decision for us to make to switch to YouTube, but... You know, we met with people that are smarter than us, and those children said, you got to pick one.
it's like all business kids in business suits.
Yeah. What was, I forgot what show was it, Seinfeld, where he's like, what's in the briefcase? It's crackers. The kids just got candy in the briefcase. But whatchamacallit, are we redirecting at twitch.com to YouTube? We might have to, maybe come up with a new one.
Yeah.
You too.
You too. Okay.
You too. Okay. Dang it. You too. Right? Whatchamacallit? YouTuberos. Just like the Twitch channels. Barry Gunna said, I didn't know I was already subscribed to the YouTube, which is common. Look, we don't really use YouTube. We just post stuff up there every once in a while as it comes out. We've never focused on it. And that's going to become a bit more of a focus of what we're doing coming down the line. Way more information on that in the future. But in order, if you want to be a part of that sort of announcement and as things sort of roll out here, Riffa Raphael, you too, J-U-T-U, that's it. Or no, actually, Graphic Mess, you too. Whatchamacallit, you got to jump over to our YouTube. So hopefully you guys will join us there. We absolutely love you. We only want to build this community with more and more like-minded people. Like Brushy87 said, you know, hey, there's a lot of people over here that understand you guys. thank you, right? Because, you know, this is the big thing about when we go to England, we're like, I always say to Christian, like, how can we do what we do without getting stabbed? You know? We know people take this game very serious, right. And so do we, but we like to have fun while we do it. And we found a group of people that love doing the same thing, and we want to come over there. Riffo Raphael said, Cooligan's ASMR coming soon. J-Hick6, where you been, J-Hick6? Said, Cooligan's mukbang. I'll do all that. I will eat a massive plate of fries with mushy peas and gravy. Bro, act like I won't.
We gotta.
Act like I won't.
Cruiser Pizza said, I'll redirect latinotemperament.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Latino Temperament I mean, look, it, and especially, look at stuff like that, moments like that, that we, if we never would have started doing live stuff here on Twitch, we wouldn't have met everybody here and gotten to share so many awesome laughs and great moments and stuff like that. So we're just gonna, you know, we're just trying to move that over to a different place that kind of makes more sense for us and the future of everything that we're doing. So look, we're excited about the move. We have 2 weeks left, so next week is going to be the last Prem show on Twitch, but February 1st, join us on YouTube, YouTube Live. We'll be there doing exactly what we're doing here. So it'll be a lot.
Brushy87 said, well, Bruma Papa said, big up, hoping for much success. I'll follow your reckless CR7 slinger. Appreciate E7 said, low key, that would be a great show. Just you guys visiting your favorite food hotspots. Don't throw both of us in there, because what are we going to keep going? You know, the food court at Whole Foods for Christian?
Bro, I got some healthy empanadas you can have.
Gluten-free empanadas. Barry Gunna said, YouTube is a perfect place to announce DCL to Arsenal. Graphic Mess said, damn, you're going to have to relearn everyone's handle on YouTube. I know, this sucks.
Yeah.
We're going to have people put in the super chat or whatever those things are called there, like what their name used to be, so we know who we're talking to. Nick Lage said, I think making Christian, like, we're not becoming like, you know, what Team 10 or whatever those corny people were. We're not becoming YouTubers in that sense. But people said, I think making Christian eating challenges would be more entertaining. We should just become YouTubers, dude.
Okay.
Cooligan's hot takes, where you eat hot wings and make hot takes about the next game's week. J-Hick6, we're stealing everyone's show, dude. We're going to go to YouTube and we're just jacking everyone's show.
Okay. So we're excited about that. And so make sure to join us next week, obviously, on Twitch. But then February 1st, join us on YouTube. And as always, the audio of the podcast will keep moving on as usual. So keep subscribing to that. And listening to that, well, we had a lot of...
Real quick, before we continue, I also want to give Twitch a thanks. When we started, we had no idea what they're doing. Some of you may remember, you may have been here when Twitch Sports randomly popped in to the chat, like immediately after Christian played a clip that we weren't supposed to play. And Christian and I both thought we were getting in trouble. And it turns out that they were just like, hey, man, you guys are in the wrong section. We were in the just chatting section or something, in the podcast section. Right. And we should have been in the sports section. And our numbers went up after that. And we had some meetings with them and they were very complimentary. They helped us out a bunch. In no way, shape, or form is this because we don't like Twitch or disrespect Twitch or in any way, shape, or form. We love Twitch. Thank you for everything you guys did for us. Thank you for all the support in the beginning. We wouldn't have gotten as far as we have if it wasn't for you. We wouldn't have had, you know, at some point we've had Twitch streams where we're getting a couple hundred thousand views and stuff. And we got to do pilots for Twitch and stuff. It was really cool. That said, I think in order for the future, Christian and I have had these conversations. It's a super tough decision, but we are moving to YouTube. But thank you, Twitch, for everything you've done. And again, we're not leaving. We're still going to do NWSL Co streams from here. Maybe a couple watch alongs. We'll figure out what to do on Twitch, but Prem Show is moving over.
Right. Okay. So obviously a lot of gratitude for everybody here, everybody at Twitch. We have had a great time and we'll continue. We're just moving this show over. So, okay. I think we should wrap up here. We've been going on for quite a bit. So everybody, Nutmeg is over it. He's done. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Alexis eats a bagel.
Somebody, Cola Banca said, I want to help in the transition. Thank you so much. Yes, we will.
You will be necessary.
Yeah. Thank you for all the support. There was some thing I wanted to read, but I forgot. Well, I can't find it anymore. Anyway, a reminder, Thursday, 7 p.m. Boom, Colo Blanco with the air horn. A reminder, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, watch our interview with Jordan Morris of the Seattle Sounders and the U.S. Men's National Team. He called in from U.S. Men's National Team camp out in Phoenix, and we had a great conversation with him. We literally talked to him about everything. A lot of this, it's kind of interesting because, you know, we're not necessarily...
Bing bong!
There we go.
Hey.
We're not necessarily trying to... not necessarily break news or whatever, but it's interesting how... The Jermaine Jones saga with Jordan Morris, he never really talked about it. And no one ever really asked him about it. Like,
I think he's been asked kind of indirectly, but no one's ever really just said, like, hey.
Thank you. We got to like actually address it with him directly, and it was a super fun, somewhat awkward, kind of fun thing to do. So that happened years ago, and the fact that no one else addressed it in all this time, I think it kind of says something about the state of,
Bing Bong.
In England, with the Bing Bong, everybody's now cashing in their gully bucks now after they heard it.
100%.
And I'll say this as an example, like, our homie Flex, you do the show with him on Complex, which I will be on tomorrow.
That's right. You'll be one of our guest hosts.
Right. So I will be on the Complex show tomorrow. So tune into that. Starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. But Flex, I'm, you know, following United View and everything. And some of the things that make the news if you follow United View, there's always like a lot of quotes about like things that are happening with the Manchester United players. And one of them was like, you know, Sky Sport has a quote where they, source like Sky Sport about Marcus Rashford apparently sat down with Cristiano Ronaldo to ask him about his diet and all the things that he does and how does he stay so fit? Like things like that, where why is that news? Why is that even a thing where we needed to quote that or figure that, but that is how
this is front page.
This
front
is, page. But the details are so, you know, it's not that there's nothing to talk about. Of course, there's better things to talk about, but everything is fair game. Every single part of a footballer's life, especially in the Premier League, is up for debate and worth talking about. And the fact that Jordan Morris went through what he went through after a former teammate. Went off on Instagram Live talking about, you know, he should go to Germany and he made the wrong decision going to the Sounders. The fact that he could, like, it lasted, like, it was, like, 2 weeks of, like, whatever. And then that's it. No one ever talked about it again. And we were like, bruh, this is all I want to talk about.
When we started the Cooligans, we were waiting for this moment right here. It's finally here. Let us have this.
So we finally got to.
In fact, I downloaded an app, which I'm pretty sure stole my identity, like an extension to Google Chrome just to rip that Instagram Live off because no one really still were talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this needs to be shown to the world. I threw it on our YouTube.
Right.
You know, I was just like, we need to share this with the world. Or I think we put it on Instagram. Whatever the case was, we were like, this needs to be shared with the world that a player just threw another player under the bus. And it was a big topic at that time. Not a lot of players were moving to Europe. And here comes a player who was like, I really don't want to, you know?
Right. And I'll play a short clip from the clip that you made from that. This was a clip that you made. My bad.
I was going to say that's the ice cream nachos.
I put the wrong clip. Here it is. Okay. So this was Jermaine Jones. What am I doing?
I don't know. Now that Jose Mourinho going to not leaving AS Roma for Everton.
I'm doing this all wrong. Here we go. Is this right? No, this is not right.
Remember an hour ago when he said we've gone on too long?
Okay. Now I got it. Let me play this clip real quick. Okay. Jermaine Jones talking about Jordan Morris, and this was a short clip from there.
Jürgen called me and told me to please call Jordan Morris. I called Jordan Morris and I talked with him, and I asked him, I said, I know that Werder Bremen really wants you, and you can play there and you have the opportunity. You never know what comes after you play already Bundesliga and you can go farther. And he said, you know what? I want to go home. My dad is the doctor in Seattle. And my mom, they bought me and my girlfriend a dog and all kind of stuff. I was, really? I'm like, why you go the easy way if you have the chance, you know? There's so many kids out there. They would love to go this way, but why we go always the easy way?
God damn!
So, yes. Yeah. So that was Jermaine Jones. So that was a big deal. That was like, you know, a lot of people
That was huge. It was that huge. Was peeking behind the curtain for the first time.
It was like insane that he went this he went off on this kid in this manner, and it was kind of brushed under the rug after that. And this is like insane that a former player would do this. And if this happened in England, forget it. Forget it.
Months.
Be like, they would just never let go whoever said
people
that.
People would have to issue apologies. there would be video of the player shaking hands at training.
Right.
Getting lunch.
Even like...
amazing.
Even like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, when Rio Ferdinand was like, give him the contract. Whatever he wants to sign, whatever number he... Give it to him. Like, and they don't let him... They never let that down. They're like... They keep replaying it over and over. So that's
just to show you an example. And I think it was like the late 80s or the early 90s. I don't remember when, but it might have been the mid 90s. One of the players slept with another on the men's national team, slept with another of the players' wives.
Right, right.
And that didn't even become big news.
Yeah.
Like until much later, until like the news leaked out. I'm like, now we have someone going on Instagram Live going, the rumors are right. This guy's not joining. And then he added the dog part, which was all new information for everyone.
Right, right, right.
And everyone was like, eh. I was like, no, wait.
No, man.
We got to talk about
it. We can't let it go. We can't let it slide that easily. So it was great that we got to talk to him. And he was like super chill about it and fun and funny. And it was awesome. So we're super grateful.
And I promise you, watch his reaction to the first question. Also, watch Christian's reaction to the first question. He didn't know I was going to ask it.
You know?
It was pretty great.
Loose cannon out there. thank you, everybody. So make sure... that's going to be available Thursday. Tune in on Fubo Sports Network and then Friday on our podcast. So if you haven't subscribed, do that right now. Thank you, everybody who has left the 5 stars on Spotify. I think we got like something like 30 or 40 people who have done it. If you haven't done it, feel free to do that. We appreciate it. And that's pretty much it. A lot more shows coming up. A lot of fun things. Everybody, pray for an Everton victory against Aston Villa, even if you are a diehard Aston Villa fan this weekend. Okay?
Please, y'all could take one L. Come on, Stevie.
Okay.
Oh, no. Steven Gerrard playing against his old rival. Great.
Big Dunk has specifically said that he does not like Steven Gerrard and has never liked him. They have a very poor history. So it's going to be a lovely, nice little scrap.
Fam. I like this Big Dunk guy all of a sudden.
Good dude. Okay. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in.
Boy Martin.
Thanks for the love. We appreciate it. So we will see you next week here on Twitch, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And yeah.
For the finale.
Okay. yeah, maybe we'll get a friend, a guest, or something. Maybe we'll get somebody to come through. It might be fun. All right, everybody. Y'all the absolute best. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
Boom.